Hey everybody, it's Bill Lucy. And I started to read a book on Bard called The World According to Monsanto, Pollution, Corruption, and Control of the World's Food Supply. And it's written by a French author named Marie Monique Robin. And it's a really good book. It's about 14 hours long, so it's kind of long. But it's very interesting, and I started to read it because I'm kind of interested in, a lot of times people ask me about genetically modified organisms and whether they're safe to eat or not, and there's really not a lot of evidence, which is kind of concerning to me because they were introduced in the 70s, I believe. So why there's not a lot of studies out there, I suspect that the reason why is because they know that there's something wrong with them, but that the company that produces them has a lot of money and a lot of power, and therefore we're not going to know. So there's a bill that just came out a few months ago, and it's moving up through Congress, and they're going to vote on it, and it's funny that nobody's really heard of it. But if you're interested, it's HR1599. So if you just Google that, it should just pop right up and show you what it is. But it's called the Safety or the Safe Food Act or something ridiculous like that, because it has nothing to do with food safety at all. And so basically what it is it puts halt on the labeling of GMOs on a federal level. So this would mean that Vermont, which just is the first state to pass the mandatory labeling, would be overturned. And it also, there's counties in America that have banned GMOs from being used, like farming-wise. And that would overturn that and make it illegal for any county to put a countywide ban on a product. So therefore, we'll never know what's in our food. And it also would make it so that any product that currently states that they don't use the GMOs, they would no longer be allowed to say that. And then it would go back to the FDA under their standards to determine whether what the standards would be for somebody to actually put that on a product. I mean, it's funded by Monsanto, and it's very disturbing to me, because I think that even if you're not really concerned about certain things, what's in your food or whatever, I think that as consumers we have the right to know what's in there. And the funny thing is like, if their product is so safe, because that's what their claim is, they're saying, well, you know, genetically modified organisms are completely safe, they're not harmful to anybody, why don't they want us to know that they're in there? You know, that's kind of my question. Like, if they're that safe and they're that awesome, then why don't they want it to be labeled? I just think that that's like taking away our rights as a consumer to know what we're buying. And so Monsanto, if you're unfamiliar with their company, if you Google Monsanto, there's a lot of information out there. There's YouTube videos. Basically, they're a company who produces the genetically modified organisms. They're also they're a chemical company, and they also produce a product called glyphosate. It's GLYPHOSATE. And that is actually currently being thought of as being linked to a lot of conditions that are currently happening in our population. But all the studies are kind of being swept under the rug as far as that goes, because the Japanese have actually tested these products, and they've gotten significantly different results than what we've gotten. The studies that were done here were actually Monsanto paid for. So I think that there's a lot of issue there. But anyways, the glyphosate has been, you know, thought of as super safe. It's not supposed to hurt the environment or people or anything like that. But they're finding that it does. In South America, there was a whole bunch of farm workers who were getting very ill, and it was linked back to the glyphosate. They were actually told the farmers that they could actually drink glyphosate because it's that safe. But it's been linked, potentially linked. It hasn't been, you know, obviously linked for sure, but it's suspected to be behind the obesity and diabetes and celiac disease. It's thought of as being somehow contributed to the autism rates, allergies, asthma, skin disorders, cancers. And that was something that was kind of interesting to me, because when I worked at the cancer center, I was only there for 3 weeks, and I seen farmer after farmer come in. And the community which I served in was not a solely farmer area. There was, you know, there wasn't that many farms. And I kept seeing all these farmers come in, and I asked the dietitian that I worked with, I was like, what is the deal with all these farmers? She's like, I don't know. They're, she sees a lot of farmers that come in with these cancers. So it just kind of makes you wonder, like, what is going on? And personally, I have a rare condition called fever, F-E-V-R, and it's very rare for anybody to actually be blind from it, but I am. And my mom told me that when she was pregnant for me, there was a potato farm behind my house, and they are one of the biggest producers to Frito-Lay potato chips. And she said the whole time she was pregnant with me, they were spraying the crops, you know, with the crop dusters up in the air with airplanes and everything. And I come out and I have this rare condition, and I have other issues as well. So it's like, but nobody else in my family has anything remotely close to what I have. So it just kind of makes you wonder. And in addition to that, I was born in the 83. There was another family that lived pretty close to us, but closer to the farm than I did. And they had two children with autism, which back in the 80s was kind of rare for anybody to have autism. So it just kind of makes you wonder, like, what's going on? But if anybody's interested, I wrote my congressperson, and, you know, if you want to know what's in your food, you know, that would be a great step to take, because I think that, you know, they're just flexing their power, and it's unacceptable. There's been lots of farmers who have actually lost their farms and have went bankrupt. So it's just a sick process altogether. And basically with the seeds, they say that farmers aren't able to keep their seeds. They're terminator seeds. So basically, once the seed is used to make a vegetable or fruit or whatever it is that they're making, it's terminated. So they can't use it again. And they're saying that these GMOs are going to reduce the price of food. But if a farmer has to rebuy seeds every year, how is he going to reduce the cost of food? And there's a suicide issue going on in India because they don't have the farm policies that we do. So if their crops don't grow, then, you know, they're in big trouble. So I don't know. It's something that I feel very strongly about. So if anybody has any questions, just let me know. And I'll talk to y'all soon.